The Tennessee Senate has passed legislation to prevent banks and credit card companies from singling out gun owners or denying the purchase of firearms. Some of our rhinos in the Senate have killed a bill that would have held major transportation companies accountable for transporting illegal aliens into our state, and unvaccinated families will now be eligible to foster or adopt children 18 months or younger in the state of Tennessee. All of that and more on today's Big 7. Welcome or welcome back to the show, everybody. My name is Adelia Kirchner. I'm a writer for the Tennessee Conservative, and today I'm filling in for Brandon while he enjoys what we hope is a nice little vacay with his family. But don't worry, he should be back next week to bring y'all your Big 7 news stories, so make sure you continue to tune in and stay informed. All right? All right. Before we get started today, be sure to subscribe to our free daily e-newsletter. Just text NEWS to 423-205-5600. Also follow us on the social media platforms where we have not yet been shadow banned. That includes X, formerly known as Twitter, Gab, Getter, Truth, Rumble, and MeWe. All right, first story of the day. Three rhinos kill bills to increase penalties for transporting illegal aliens to Tennessee. Ooh. With the votes of three Republicans and two Democrats, a bill meant to deter the transport of illegal aliens into Tennessee was killed in the Senate Judiciary Committee and subsequently taken off notice in the House. HB 2078, sponsored by Representative Brian Ritchie, and SB 2082, sponsored by Senator Joey Hensley, would have increased penalties for the transportation of illegal aliens into the state by amending a current statute and raising the fine from $1,000 to $5,000 per individual. On Tuesday in the Senate Judiciary Committee, Senator Todd Gardenhire addressed the committee saying that the bill would go behind the budget if it received enough votes due to its, quote, large fiscal note, but he hoped the bill would be voted down. However, the only fiscal note tied to the bill expressly states that any fiscal impact to state or local government is estimated to be not significant. Further, the fiscal note states that proceeds from such fines go to the arresting agency or agencies, and that since a violation is punishable by a fine only, there will be no fiscal impact related to additional incarceration. Gardenhire voted no alongside Republicans John Lundberg and Kerry Roberts and Democrats Sarah Kyle and London Lamar. During the House Criminal Justice Committee, later in the day, HB 2078 was taken off notice. Now, one of the other major things that this legislation would have done, for those of you that weren't there or haven't watched the replay on Representative Ritchie's speech at the Protect Tennessee's Borders rally last week, one of the things that this bill would have done is it would have removed immunity for common carriers. Right now, common carriers like Amtrak, Greyhound, all those airlines that you fly on, like Delta and United, all of those, okay, they all have established immunity under Tennessee law right now. Immunity in state law to the state law that says it is illegal to transport illegal immigrants into Tennessee for financial gain. These companies have immunity to that law. This bill would have removed the immunity that they have and held these common carriers accountable, but now this bill has been killed by your representatives in the Senate. And, you know, when things get placed behind the budget, oftentimes a lot of times lawmakers will be like, oh, well, it wasn't killed. It was just placed behind the budget. We can't do much about that. It just is the way it is. And that's all fine and dandy, but you have three Republican senators here who specifically voted against this bill, even though it was going to go behind the budget. Whether they voted for or against it, they still voted against it. So I feel like that kind of says something. Anyways, next story is Tennessee bill that could put illegal aliens who commit violent crimes behind bars for life progresses in the Senate. All right. On Tuesday, SB 2770, sponsored by Senator Janice Bowling, which addresses criminal offenses committed by illegal aliens in the state of Tennessee, was recommended for passage with amendment by the Senate Judiciary Committee. 7 ayes and 1 nay were recorded. SB 2770 authorizes the enhancement of criminal penalties up to life in prison without parole upon conviction of violent crimes by illegal aliens, conviction of possession of a firearm or deadly weapon by an illegal alien, or conviction of a violent crime on the property of a school by any person. And that's a K-12 school, public or private, a technical school, a college or university, any school in Tennessee. As would be expected, it is noted that this proposed legislation may result in an increase in incarceration expenditures for the state. The proposed law aims to deter those who would come across the southern United States border from making their way to Tennessee to engage in drug or human trafficking. By stiffening the penalty for violent crimes linked to these activities, the sponsors hope to make the state a less sought-out location for illegal aliens with criminal intent. On Wednesday, the companion bill, House Bill 1872, sponsored by Representative Monty Fritz, was placed behind the budget in the House Finance Ways and Means Subcommittee by Chairman Gary Hicks. It remains to be seen whether GOP leadership will find the money in the budget to cover funding the legislation after funding everything on Governor Lee's budgetary wish list. All right, y'all. My friends, my guys, be sure to follow our buddy Steve Abramovich at the Heartland Journal Presents the Mill Creek View, Tennessee podcast. Steve recently interviewed Frank Caruso, co-founder of USA Connect LLC, to talk about how to improve school safety with technology-driven products, and the world-famous Art Laffer to discuss his work with several presidents and their cabinets as an economist. Laffer worked with President Ronald Reagan to assist him in reducing taxes, which created a decade's worth of economic growth. So be sure to follow the Heartland Journal Presents the Mill Creek View, Tennessee podcast on your favorite podcasting platform or watch it on Rumble. Our next story is bill requiring Tennessee law enforcement to report illegal aliens to federal government passes on the Senate floor. SB 2576, sponsored by Senator Brent Taylor, passed in the Senate by a 26-7 vote on Monday. On the Senate floor, Senator Taylor explained that if someone is in the country illegally and they commit yet another crime on top of being here illegally, they are to be reported to the appropriate federal officials by law enforcement. The only Republican who voted against the legislation was Senator Todd Gardenhire, alongside Democrat Senators Ackberry, Campbell, Kyle, Lamar, Oliver, and Yarbrough. The corresponding House bill, HB 2124, sponsored by Representative Rusty Grills, passed in the House of Representatives on March 14th by a 74-22 vote. Senator Gardenhire is kind of tripping here on illegal immigration, it kind of seems like. His reasoning for voting against this legislation, by the way, was absolutely ridiculous. When it was being discussed on the Senate floor, most of the conversation that occurred was between the bill sponsor, Senator Taylor, and the Senate Democrats. I believe Senator Oliver was up there for a while asking like several questions, most of which were, you know, okay, whatever, you asked some clarifying questions, but then like a bunch of the other Democrats stood up and like pretty much, I guess they didn't hear Senator Taylor's answers to those questions. And the same thing goes for Senator Todd Gardenhire over here, our Republican who voted against this, because one of the questions that Senator Oliver asked Senator Taylor about this legislation was, will this impact our school resource officers? So our law enforcement that is in school systems. And Senator Taylor's answer to that was no. The reason why this is not going to impact school resource officers and why it's not going to impact all the illegal immigrant children who are attending schools is because this bill is directed at illegal immigrants who have already been arrested and taken into custody by law enforcement in Tennessee for committing a second crime on top of being here illegally. So this is not school resource officers going into the schools and being like, oh, this student's illegal, we need to report them. It's, okay, somebody's been taken into police custody and it is discovered that they are here illegally. It gets reported to federal authorities. Anyways, so Senator Taylor answered that question. Okay, another concern that was brought up by the Democrats was this is separating children from their parents. And Senator Taylor's response to that was, if you commit a crime, like if you're here legally, if you are a U.S. citizen, okay, and you commit a crime and you get arrested for that crime and you're in jail, you're separated from your children. If you go to prison, you're separated from your children. That's how it works. Your children, if you get arrested, your children don't go to jail with you. That would be kind of, that would be some sort of injustice, right? Your children don't go to jail with you. And that's the same situation here, okay? If you are here illegally and you get arrested for committing yet another crime on top of being here illegally, and you get arrested, you are automatically separated from your children. That is how it works. Your children are not going to go to jail with you, okay? So that was their one of their big concerns that they brought up, the Democrats. Okay, so then you get to Senator Todd Gardenhire, who spoke after all the Democrats did, and before they voted on the bill, and he was like, I'm not voting for this. I am voting against this because of the separation of children from their parents, and because, I just think it will, you know, it will cause too much strain or stress on Tennessee educators. They're supposed to be focusing on educating the children of Tennessee, whether they're here illegally or not. They're supposed to be focused on their education, not on any of this. And he's just like, and, you know, we don't need to be expending energy on what we're going to do with these illegal children and whatever. I just think that he completely misunderstood the bill, to be honest, and didn't listen to any of Senator Taylor's responses. Because if he had, he would have realized that everything that he cited as a reason for not voting for this bill was not a concern. So, anyways, sorry for the long explanation, but, yeah, don't know why Gardenhire felt like voting against this. It didn't make any freaking sense. Okay, next story. Tennessee House passes bill allowing unvaccinated families to foster and adopt. That's a good thing. We like that. All right. HB 1726, sponsored by Representative Ron Gant, would change an existing policy that does not allow unvaccinated families to foster or adopt children 18 months old or younger. On the House floor, Gant explained that the legislation would expand the eligible pool of families who are able to foster and adopt in Tennessee. The bill passed with 70 ayes and 24 nays. Republican Representative Sam Whitson was the sole Republican voting against the legislation. This legislation also passed in the Senate, so it's on its way to becoming law. I'd say that's a pretty solid win, right? We're not down for medical discrimination around here. I think that there is already enough hoops for parents or couples or families, whoever it is, to jump through when they want to foster, or especially when they want to adopt. And you get into all the financial burden of adoption. When it comes to all that stuff, there's just already so many hoops to jump through. And then to put on top of all of that, oh, you also have to be vaccinated and up to date with your vaccinations, and your children have to be vaccinated if you want to bring another child into the house. It's just a little bit invasive. And so this is a good thing. This is a win.
Here's the story, guys. We're the state's only conservative news alternative. We're the only one. The only one. Conservatives always say, boy, we sure do wish we could get the truth out of the media. Boy, we sure do wish that there were more conservative news outlets, but then they don't donate. One of the chief reasons you don't see more conservative news outlets, and I have learned this the hard way after doing this for 3 years, three plus years in October, so now about 3.5 years, coming up on 4, is that Christian conservative Republicans do not invest in politics like they do the church and nonprofits. They need to look at their engagement in civic activity and with candidates and with causes just like they would anything else, because when conservative Christians don't put their money where their mouth is online, there's a lot of people that talk a lot. You know, I'm sure the comment section underneath this will be full of people with great ideas and suggestions telling everybody what to do, but if you ask them what they did with their time and money that practically made a difference other than posting on social media the last 60 days, the answer would be nothing. There's only a handful of things you can do to actually make a difference in politics. One of them is going door knocking, calling, phone banking, putting up signs, showing up to events where attendance is required, registering people to vote, things like that, and giving money. All the keyboard warrioring, doesn't get much done. So please do go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com/support. And I didn't bring my props, guys, but if you give $50 or more or a recurring donation of $10 or more, we'll give you a Proud Tennessee Conservative tumbler. And we'll also send you two bumper stickers and a directory of your state and local officials. Now, if you give any amount, we'll still send you the directory and the bumper stickers, but you ain't getting the mug. So it costs a little money to make those and to ship those. We're about to change our premiums up, but I don't know when that's going to happen. So do go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com or mail your checks. We get a lot of checks. We get checks to P.O. Box 625, Signal Mountain, Tennessee, 37377. That is P.O. Box 625, Signal Mountain, Tennessee, 37377. I am done begging. I hope you feel adequately guilty and that you do give us money as Tennessee's only conservative news outlet, because we don't take that corporate money, and I don't make any money doing this. And somebody asked me at the rally, like, how do you have the courage to tell so much truth? And I told them, so, well, number one, I make my money doing something completely different, so I don't have to depend on left-leaning corporations to fund me, which is what Republican leadership does, right? 90% of their contributions to their campaigns come from left-leaning corporate interest outside the district. So they can't tell the truth. They can't represent people like you and me. But I can, but only if you give. All right, guys.
Our next story is Tennessee Judiciary Committee passes bill allowing death penalty for child rape cases. SB 1834, sponsored by Senator Jack Johnson, would authorize the death penalty as punishment for rape of a child, aggravated rape of a child, or especially aggravated rape of a child. The bill was presented to the committee by Senator Ken Yeager after extensive testimony from the district attorney's office, several lawyers, and child advocates. Democrat Senator Lamar made a motion to send the bill to summer study, but the committee voted against sending the bill to summer study and went on to vote on the bill itself. In final statements, Republican Senators Kerry Roberts and Chairman Todd Gardenhire noted that a vote against the bill did not mean a member was opposed to the death penalty for cases of rape, but instead that they were opposed to the bill itself as written. Roberts adamantly stated that he was all in favor of issuing the death penalty as a punishment for those charges, but he could not support it because too many of those cases were based on circumstantial evidence. Gardenhire called for a vote, and the bill passed with 5 ayes and 4 nays. Voting against the bill were Republicans Gardenhire and Kerry, along with Democrats London Lamar and Sarah Kyle. It is worth noting that the companion House Bill 1663 was placed behind the governor's budget on February 7th. So, we'll see how that goes. Our next story is Senate committee passes bill to allow law enforcement agencies to assign SROs to schools that fail to request one. SB 1715, sponsored by Senator Joey Hensley, aims to give authorization to law enforcement agencies to assign an officer to a school if a local board of education has not requested that an officer be assigned to a school. SROs, school resource officers. That's our law enforcement in our schools. SB 1715 passed the Senate Judiciary Committee with 6 ayes and 3 nays. Republican Senator John Lundberg joined in voting against the bill with Democrats Sarah Kyle and London Lamar. The bill will next be heard on the Senate floor for final vote, along with the House version, HB 1664, on the House floor. And now, for our last story of the day, we have Tennessee Senate passes bill to prevent banks from separately marking / denying firearm purchases. Credit card companies and banks cannot require firearms retailers to be identified by a separate code, nor can they deny a legal firearms purchase based on that code under a bill passed by the Tennessee Senate. Senate Bill 2223 prevents banks and credit card companies from requiring those retailers to have a separate merchant category code to separate firearms purchases. The bill protects financial records of firearms purchases from being disclosed unless required by law. Senate Majority Leader Jack Johnson said the potential for abuse of this information is clear, so clear that even Visa, the industry-leading payment processor, has paused implementation of this MCC code. The legislation is good public policy to put a stop to this kind of behavior. Companion House Bill 2762 is heading to the full House for approval. If passed, the law would take effect July 1st. Obviously, the governor can choose whether or not he signs it, and he can veto it, but he probably won't. Violations of the law would be investigated by the Tennessee Attorney General's office and could result in a civil penalty of up to $10,000. But yeah, that's all I've got for you guys today. If you want to read the full rundown on any or all of the Big 7 stories of the week, check out the links in the description or head straight over to TennesseeConservativeNews.com. If you like what you're... Yeah. If you like what we're doing, not what you're doing, if you like what we're doing and want us to keep it up, please consider donating to support the cause. All you have to do is go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com and hit that red support button. And since you'll already be on our humble little website, you can also hit that green subscribe button to subscribe to our free weekday newsletter. That way you get a nice little email every weekday that fills you in on the news stories of the day, which around this time of year with our state legislative session going on, it can be some pretty interesting stuff. So, you know, don't miss out. Also, don't forget to check out the Tennessee Conservative podcast on your favorite platform and leave us a 5-star review. It really, truly helps us out so much. And all of us here at the Tennessee Conservative, we would be eternally grateful. We would be indebted to you, so to speak. As always, your listenership is appreciated, your readership is appreciated, and we'll be back next week with another Big 7.